Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 11 March 2026. Welcome to this broadcast, folks. You're in for I'm going to say most of y'all, it's not going to be much for the hour, but perhaps most of y'all keep up with what's going on. I know that. But we're going to bring on our special guest, the lady I've known now for 30 years. Hard to believe, but yeah, 30 years. She's on my broadcast first time back in the middle 90s. She was talking about her involvement at MK Ultra. Her name is Kathy O'Brien. Y'all probably heard of her. We're going to share some of that tonight and even into the Epstein files to try to lay on the line what it really is. Before we go there, though, don't forget, everything goes like you plan. We're going to have Bible study this weekend. I hope you'll join us, folks, for a Bible study. We start at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can watch this online if you like by going to PastorButch.com and clicking on Rumble. We'll be there. 10:30, 11 a.m. Eastern. We do prayer requests, prayer reports, 7:30, 12:30. We'll get into Christian Worldview News. And then we'll get into a special guest. Charles Jennings will be joining us to try to explain to people the dangers of a multicultural society and why America is crumbling because of this. You don't want to miss that, okay? If you can't get us online, call the number 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And tomorrow being Thursday, the office will be open tomorrow as usual from 9 to 4 Eastern. Chris will be here all day taking orders and donations perhaps. I'll be here till about 11 o'clock in the morning Eastern. Then I got to go to a funeral. Be back about 2. So I hope you'll call and talk to us and keep Crystal busy so she won't get in trouble without me being here. Ha ha. They'll be open from 9 to 4. If you want to call tomorrow and place order for that, for a special we have on mouthwash and toothpaste, you buy three or more, mix or match, 10% off. You can call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. I hope you will call, folks. I mean that. I really do. Nothing else, just say hi to us. It's always a blessing to hear from everybody out there. And a prayer request tonight, everybody knows you, Gary and Donna from Arizona. When Gary called today and said he had a prayer request for a friend of his who has just found out today, I guess, he had a brain tumor. I don't know all the details, and Gary doesn't either yet, but keep this gem in your prayers, please, folks. God can do great miracles. He truly can. And I hope that Gary thought to tell him about Tahibo Tea. I really do. And share with him what it might do for him. But keep this gentleman in your prayers. Now, let's get started in tonight's broadcast. As I said, this young lady and I go back a long ways. I met her in person, her and her husband, in Knoxville, Tennessee, back in the 90s. I guess the 90s, or maybe early 2000, but I think 90s. And a sweet young lady, and her husband, Mark, was a strong leader and a man who had a mission and a goal when he accomplished it, working with Kathy and her daughter. One thing that struck me about Kathy when I met her, she still had childlike mannerisms. She didn't have a childhood, folks. It was robbed from her. She was tormented tremendously beyond what we can even imagine for years until she delivered by Christ and through her husband, Mark, being used. This woman was tormented and hurt, deeply hurt. And she's a walking miracle and a proof of what Christ can do for those who trust in him. If one for him and the deliverance that he brought her, I don't know how she'd be able to exist today. But when I met her, like I said, she was a beautiful young woman and childlike in mannerisms, innocent in ways that it's hard to imagine after what she's been through. And it's an honor to have her tonight. I mean that. Kathy O'Brien, welcome to the program for another time over the last 33 years.
It was wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on. What a beautiful introduction.
Well, I meant a word to say it because I remember meeting you and your husband, and we did a little visit, had lunch together, and talked quite a while. And I didn't understand even then what all you've been through. Not sure. I still don't understand it all because I didn't experience it. I just know what you told me, what I've read. But the strength that you had to have to even want to come out of that and allow yourself to be led out of the anger and the hurt and the I don't want anguish that no words can describe. That took a lot of courage on your part. And a lot of grace, of course, on Christ's part to help you, but he did. And I want first off tell you that it's an honor to know you and thank you for taking the stand you have. You're still walking, not in fear. You're walking out there just as bold as you can be, trying to expose what's happening. And Kathy, very quickly, for those of brand new listeners that have never heard you, take about 2 minutes and tell them who you are and what you went through.
Well, I'm just so thrilled to have met you so early on. I mean, what a beautiful inspiration you are. Standing strong by truth and telling people to open their eyes, you know, so early on. That was very encouraging to me. I'm a survivor.
Well, it got me in trouble. It got me in trouble, too, more than once.
No doubt. Well, you were standing strong by truth when people didn't have a clue what in the world was going on. And
well,
you know,
they didn't believe you. People didn't believe you. Now, that can't happen. That didn't happen. They didn't believe you.
That's all right. I healed from within myself and knew my own truth. I didn't need them to validate it for me. And I'm so fortunate to have even survived, to wake up, to see so many good people in this world, you know?
Yes,
so,
you are.
Yeah, I'm a survivor of CIA, MK Ultra mind control. I was used on a White House, Pentagon level. I was deep in the Washington, D.C. swamp among these perpetrators who steal elections, use drug and human trafficking across open borders to fund their globalist agenda, and who are using mind control to usher in a slave society agenda to manipulate our minds so that we can't think, to go within and reclaim our birthright to align with that divine within and the infinite power of love and stand up against these perpetrators. Haven't been around them. They're a dark, negative energy force that feeds off of negativity, and they feed off of fear. They feed off of trauma, division, hatred, anything they can impose to keep us distracted from the reality that we have all the power. They only have as much power as we give them or let them steal. We have been blessed with a victory within us, and they try to keep us from being able to think, to go within, and remember how blessed we truly are. Well, their mind control agenda is a spiritual warfare, and it's one that we win by design. So their days are numbered, and they know it. They're scared. They're fighting with everything they got. And I am laughing all the way because I know we've already won.
Well, very quickly, and I mean we have to do it quickly. You only got an hour, and goodbye so fast. Tell the new listeners, the people that maybe haven't heard you before, what you feel comfortable with and what happened to you personally. Name some names. Do what you got to do.
Mind control is was brought into the U.S. with Project Paperclip when we imported the Nazi and fascist scientists into the U.S. in the wake of World War II. And I encourage everyone to research that for themselves because that will tell them what in the world is going on today. We didn't win World War II. We imported it over here. With them came the formula for mind control, and that formula is the same, whether it's of an individual, a nation, a classroom, a military of the world, and trauma is the basis of it. It had been found through Hitler-Himmler research. There's no trauma more horrific on the human mind than sexual abuse of a child prior to age 5 while the brain is still forming. That's why we're experiencing the push for pedophilia. The pedophile agenda is a mind control agenda. It's to make us compliant, dumb us down, keep us from remembering who we are and why we're here, so that they can align us with artificial intelligence and their criminal plan. And that's been coming into play now ever since 1947. National Security Act came along to cover up these crimes against humanity, and the CIA was formed to enforce it. So this was going on by the time I was born in 1957 in Muskegon, Michigan, to a multi-generational incest-based family. My father's sexual abuse began in infancy before I could think to know what he was doing was wrong. But my brain knew, and it shut down neuron pathways around that trauma and repressed it deep into the subconscious mind so the rest of my mind could function normally. That is, we have been made so perfect. Our brains have been made perfect. And this defense mechanism is something that we once knew how to overcome. We used to know how to deal with trauma, but we have forgotten after generations of our knowledge. It's our defense against mind control. Our birthright information on our mind-brain function has been buried under national security for generations so they could push the pedophile agenda and say that it's a sexual preference when it is a control mechanism that destroys a child's mind, body, and just devastates them for a lifetime unless they can heal from within with those methods, understanding our mind-brain function. Like I have done. I'm so fortunate to have healed from my MKUltra mind control ordeal. My father's sexual abuse went into child pornography and trafficking me to my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge, where all the local politicians hung out. And the local politician caught my father sending child pornography through the U.S. mails and told him he could receive immunity from prosecution if he would sell me into the CIA's MKUltra mind control project. My father did. He sold me into mind control, and that local politician who gave him immunity from prosecution was Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford went on to become the unelected president of the United States. As his political career escalated, so too did my victimization and MKUltra mind control, till I was used on a White House Pentagon level to carry out the bidding of these global perpetrators that rape children, traffic children, harvest children, and who are using mind control on a global population to make us all compliant. We're under attack. It's very evil. We need to recognize that and not quake in fear over it, but instead realize that we have the victory within us. We have all the power. Their darkness can't creep in on our light. When we shine that light, we shine that light of our strength of spirit so bright, we expose what's going on in their darkness. And those crimes against humanity are coming to light today. And if people gain the awareness and all shine bright together, all together now, we can eradicate this darkness once and for all. It needs to happen now for the children's sake.
Amen. Well, when you started exposing this, obviously, you were castigated and defamed and lied about and probably threatened more than once. But how long after you started talking about this did you start seeing positive results for other people?
Well, I began speaking out in 1990 because my daughter had been, that when Mark Phillips rescued my daughter, Kelly, and me, right out of the Washington, D.C. swamp in 1988. We were only with Kelly for 1 year before she was medically kidnapped out of a hospital by so-called Child Protective Services, which is just further child sex trafficking. It's human trafficking operation, and she was thrust into it. So, Butch, I began speaking out on her behalf. It was out of love for my daughter that compelled me to speak out. And love is the most powerful force in the universe, and nobody was going to stop me from telling that truth and raising awareness on her behalf for her situation. So ultimately, that's what got Mark and I speaking out to begin with. And people were beginning to wake up. They were tired of children being indoctrinated in the school system and told what to think rather than be taught how to think. They saw the erosion of our constitutional values of freedom and justice for all. Militias were forming. There were wonderful individuals who were taking on the task of opening radio stations to broadcast the truth outside of mainstream media, because mainstream media is controlled and wasn't going to tell us. And, you know, that's where you come in, Pastor Butch. There you are right there already, you know, making that difference. And how encouraging that was for me so long, long ago to see people with your integrity, your fortitude, your love for humanity, your love for God, standing up for God and country. And that encouraged me and kept me going all these years. Now we're at a point where people understand there's drug and human trafficking across open borders, that child sex trafficking has become the most lucrative business in the world and probably all of history. So they become very aware now that the Epstein Island information has come out, and people are seeing what I've been talking about all these years. And it's unfortunate that it's taken this long for people to wake up, because so many children have been raped, hurt, and harvested in the process. But here we are today. Now is our chance to make a difference for the children. And I'm going to just keep speaking out like I always have, because love is the greatest motive to speak out. I didn't care who believed me and didn't believe me. You know, that wasn't what it was about. What it was about was raising awareness, so that awareness is the first step towards positive, necessary change. And that change is finally happening.
Well, let me ask you this. Since you started exposing this, has the business of child trafficking and sexual abuse and slavery increased or decreased?
It's increased dramatically, because people have been conditioned for generations to accept it. They forgot their own mind-brain function. They forgot what happens when a child is raped. They it's not a sexual preference, and children are not to be sexualized. That's not how we're designed. It's traumatic. It's very traumatic, and they forgot that. So while they're being distracted by the latest trauma or the latest perversion, diversion in the media or whatever the media is distracting them with, while that was going on, these perpetrators of this globalist agenda for trafficking and harvesting our children, using them in their blackmail operations, just like I was used in those blackmail videos so long ago. That's what I was born into, and those videos have been around my whole life. And the video vaults of these blackmail tapes are extensive. So, you know, at least people are finally realizing it and are aware that this is going on. But, wow, it sure has taken a long time for them to wake up. And a lot of children paid the price for people not wanting to see the reality of that we share this planet with a dark, negative evil.
For people that don't know, that never heard you before, our senator at the time, our long-term senator, Robert C. Byrd, was a big part of your enslavement. He was your owner, and he had the people in the state of West Virginia fooled that he was a fine man, and he was just, oh, he was above reproach. And the people believe that because, Kathy, we're born kind of naive in that way. We wanted to believe the best. That's the way we were decent people. We thought everybody else was too. We should have known better, but we didn't. But Senator Byrd was your owner. You named other names also along the way. And any of those people that you named, have any of them had any consequence other than going to hell if they die, if they don't repent? Has anybody had any consequence, legal consequences because of that you know of?
No, not yet. Look at the Clintons. They're still free. And Hillary Clinton called Senator Byrd her mentor, and he showed her all about the drug and human trafficking, the child sex trafficking. Senator Byrd became my owner in MKUltra when I was 13 years old. He took ownership of me as my owner. He decided what criminal covert operations I would be used in, who I would be prostituted to, and when. And Senator Byrd I met him in Mackinac Island, Michigan, which was the Epstein Island of its time, where the blackmail videos were being filmed either covertly or overtly, depending on who was in the know. But they were willing to go ahead and be filmed because these perpetrators don't trust each other either, so they hold each other by the blackmail, so to speak. And Senator Byrd was heavily involved in all of that, all the way back when I was just 13 years old and he took ownership of me.
That is amazing. And how long did he have that position before he died?
Until I was 30 years old. Until I was 30 years old, and he had exposed me to people like George Bush Sr., who was probably the worst pedophile that I've ever encountered. One of the most horrific mind control, MKUltra mind control people and globalists that I've ever encountered. I mean, he told us all he was ushering in the New World Order, and people didn't even pay attention to what that meant. And it meant a slave society agenda where our children were being trafficked and used in blackmail to fund it. So it's absolutely horrific what's gone on all these years. The Clintons, all the crimes against humanity that they've been involved in, the Clinton hit list that was out in the early 90s circulating through the mail before we had the internet. Remember, we used to mail information to each other back then, and you know, that was how we shared it, and it was through the mail and with radio shows like yours that made the difference in helping to raise awareness. And then we'd have little town hall meetings, and Mark and I were traveling all over the nation speaking out to raise that awareness. But people were seeing the criminal activity that's been going on, because what the Clintons were doing was so blatant. The MENA, Arkansas cocaine operations, everybody knew Bill Clinton was involved in that. You know, I mean, so these crimes against humanity have been going on so long. We need to see some justice. We need to see some people held accountable for these actions, because we got generations now who think there's no consequence for action.
That's true.
Yeah,
and so far they've been right. There's very little consequences so far.
Very little. And then you add to that, Look at how the youth have been conditioned with video games, where they shoot people up in these videos and there's no consequence for action there. So, you know, losing their moral compass, Pastor Butch, they're losing it because we haven't seen any justice and we need to see some.
Yes, we do. I don't want to leave your story and move on, but we have to, because right now you're heavily involved still, out traveling all over the country trying to expose these evils to the people.
Mm-hmm.
How many of the victims of Epstein do you know personally?
Quite a few. There's so many survivors that are coming out now, and there's so many that are coming out because of what's the awareness on the Epstein files, but also, Pastor Butch, because the CIA's MKUltra files have been declassified for a year now, unredacted, thousands of pages detailing what survivors have been saying for so long. So now they're feeling validated, and there's the numbers are vast, and I'm helping so many survivors to not only heal from within themselves so they can't be triggered and manipulated anymore like Mark taught me, but I'm also showing them how to reclaim their joy, how to go within, align with the divine within, live their life's purpose, live the love they are, and smile, you know, like I do, because we've got the victory. We have been blessed with it all along. I just released the book, Pastor Butch. I don't know if I've even shared it with you yet. It's called Align with the Divine. Just came out. And it's all about how to remember who we are, why we're here, and reground into our life's purpose, the way, and live life the way it's intended to be lived. So that's helping so many of these survivors reclaim their joy, reclaim their inner peace, and reclaim their ability to stand strong against any assault that they might encounter, just like I do.
Well, you know, it's just, you talk about the divine within, of course, that this Christ lives in us when we're born again and living for him and trying to serve him. That's who is inside us. That's who the Holy Spirit, he guides us and teaches us, and he gives his word to live by. One thing his word tells us to do very clearly is to expose evil, to expose it, not condone it, not compromise with it, but expose it. And I'm sure that you know some names that are in the Epstein files that have not come out yet. I'm sure you do, don't you?
I do, and I don't like to talk about other survivors too much because they have their own story and everything. But there's one survivor, Hope Beryl Green, who she's got one of the most powerful testimonies and the glory for God that ever could be, and she's a dear, 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 dear friend of mine. And she was
hang on through the break. Don't lose that thought, Kathy. Okay, hang on to it, please. And folks, back at the break with your phone calls, questions, and comments. You're hearing some truth tonight, folks. We need to get our head out of the sand and realize this evil's all around us. 717-300-1698.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back and talking to a very special guest tonight, Kathy O'Brien, who's been a friend of mine and Marsha Jean's for a long time. We lost touch for many years. Then I heard she's back out there running the circuit harder than ever. I told her, I got to find this lady. And by the grace of God, we did. We're discussing what's happened in her past, but also sharing with people that she knows now they're part of the Epstein debacle. And she just mentioned one of them that you were close friends with. Who's that again, Kathy?
Oh, Beryl Green. That's one. She's very, very outspoken and beautiful, beautiful person.
And how old is she now?
I'm not sure. Hard to tell now that I'm older, Pastor Bush.
Oh, you're still a kid.
They all look like kids.
I understand that feeling. I do. So, but yeah. She was directly involved with Epstein or other handlers?
Very much Epstein Island. And she's probably in her 30s now and beautiful girl and speaking out really everywhere and very grounded in her faith and in her truth. She knows. She's healing from within. She's amazing. There's a lot of them that are coming out, and but she's one that just really shines bright.
Are you seeing any movement on the Epstein, what word do you use, Epstein cover-up? Are you seeing any movement now, anybody getting involved in trying, really making a move, or are they still just talking about it?
There's so much coming out, and, I mean, there's a lot that is leaked out. The information is very significant, and I'm seeing a huge movement now of all the Epstein survivors saying they're going to release the list.
And they should.
I know. Well, they're trying to, but you know, the media just keeps covering it up because the media is involved.
Of course, Of course it is. Yeah. Of course it is. It couldn't survive without the media.
Yeah, you follow the money. You follow the money. Who's pulling media's strings? And it goes to the same handful of global perpetrators at the top of this mess that are pulling everybody's strings, and they have no right to do that. They have no right to be meddling on our brilliant minds and lives, but they do it all the time. Their media voice is well established and entrenched. They steal elections through the rigged electronic algorithm and the voting machines, and they've established themselves now over generations. It's been about four generations. Been taken control, and they're very well deeply rooted in our society. My book, Access Denied for Reasons of National Security, is like a roadmap to where all the roots of corruption are planted. You know, of course, Transformation of America, same thing. It was seemingly prophetic in 1995 when it was released. Now it reads like a history book. It's a timeline of what we've seen unfold and what's continuing to unfold today. And it's ridiculous that they're allowed to perpetuate as long as they have. But, you know, Pastor Butch, if we had a justice system we could rely on, the Clintons would be locked up by now.
Well, now, is there any real headway being made, or are the movements still being blocked? What's happening?
It takes a long time for this kind of thing to come out. Mark and I have talked about it at length, and the intelligence, the global intelligence that was determined to unravel this new world order agenda, the Agenda 2030 or the Great Reset, whatever they want to call it. It's a slave society agenda. And mind control is being used. And that mind control is inhibiting our ability to align with the divine, to go within and have that strength of the human spirit and infinite power of love. And they were deeply concerned that our humanity was under attack, being eroded, that it was a spiritual warfare on humanity. And they just determined that if they were to have, you know, go in and replace all governments worldwide, it could not fix the problem. Government can't fix the problem. Government has been the problem. It's up to the people.
Yes, yes.
We the people have to do it. And it's, you know, it's a mental and spiritual evolution, which means it's a personal journey. Each and every one of us has to do it. It's up to us to wake up and reclaim that ability, then get out in our communities and start making the difference on a local level. We can get into the school system and stop the indoctrination of our children and the sexualization of our children. We can restore justice in our local levels. We can make a big difference in that regard. And I'm so active locally, statewide, and otherwise to empower people because I know and I see local action has national impact. National impact has global impact. And it's up to us. It's up to humanity. It's up to all of us to go within, remember who we are and why we're here, and live our life's purpose because we're here for a reason. What an amazing time to be alive at this pivotal moment in history. We're all so blessed, and we need to go within and find that strength of spirit, and we all unite on that level. We don't need a government or a media to unite us. We unite when we live the love we are, when we, our fellowship is just natural when we go within and remember that. So, you know, it's up to the people. It's not up to government. And I encourage everyone everywhere, every time I speak, you know, that remind them we got the victory and to just go within, find that strength and go start making a difference right where you're at because the children all need it right in our own neighborhoods. It's that pervasive.
Well, we know that repentance before Almighty God is a key for any salvation, individual or nation, either one. Until we return to Him with broken hearts of what we allowed to happen, there's no hope for any country. But folks, The battle's right. not over to God says it is. And I've been on radio 33 years. I'm not done. I'm not done yet. Let's go speak to Matt in Texas. Matt Mooney, welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. Hello. Kathy, I've got a couple of questions for your guest, Pastor Butch. The first one is, are you familiar, Kathy, are you familiar with the young girl that accused, or she filed a lawsuit on Epstein and Donald Trump? She said she they repeatedly raped her in a New York apartment in 1994 when she was 13. Are you familiar with that case?
I am not familiar with that case. There's many many survivors out there and many different claims, and I can't keep up with them all. Instead, I empower those who are willing to heal within and you know, just gather that strength of spirit that way and start speaking truth. I don't know of any lawsuit, any justice whatsoever for anyone who is telling truth right now. I don't know anyone who is
Well, the lawsuit, as far as what I understand, went away. So I don't know if they made a paid or offer. But anyway, and also, in 2010, have you seen the deposition? It's on YouTube. You can look it up. It's Jeffrey Epstein. They asked him questions about Trump. One of the first question was, have you ever socialized with Donald Trump with girls under 18? Well, actually, the first question was, have you ever socialized with him? He said, yes, I have. He says, how about girls under 18? And you know what Epstein said? I mean, you can look it up yourself. Epstein says, I'd like to answer that question, but I plead the 5th, 16th,
yes,
and 14th Amendments.
He said that.
So he wouldn't answer the question.
I'm not too concerned about what people like Epstein have to say. We need to see the absolute truth come out on all fronts, and we know that there are Democrats, Republicans, there are people from all walks of life who are heavily involved in all of this, and I'm certainly not looking to Epstein to tell me what to think or what to believe. I'm listening to the survivors, and I'm listening with the discernment of love and resolution and peace. So, you know, I have no further. Epstein's hearsay.
Yeah, if you watch the deposition, you could tell. I mean, he's telling the truth. He's not, because he's got this outlet of the, you know, complete the 5th. He was telling the truth about Trump. And so, so
people
need to watch that.
Bill Clinton has been telling the truth, too.
Trump and Clinton are made out of the same cloth. They're both liars. So they're about the same thing. They're crooked. And so, anyway, I just wanted to.
Well, thanks for the call, Matt. I appreciate it. Good questions. Good questions. Thank you. And by the way, Kathy, this is kind of a not in the same direction kind of question, but an important question. The way you were hurt and abused and used, how long did it take you to feel real love and trust in somebody else, like Mark, for example?
Well, you know, that's in my book, Align with the Divine. And it was when Mark rescued Kelly and I didn't know good people even existed in the world, and I couldn't think to trust Mark. And I had a horse that I loved, and I was so telepathically connected with that horse. If I needed to go somewhere on the farm where my daughter and I were being kept, that horse would walk up to me and I'd climb up on her. No saddle. No bridle, no words. She'd take me where I needed to go, bring me back. That's how it was. If my handler walked up, she would run as fast as she could go, because people who abuse children abuse animals and vice versa. And that horse hated him. So when Mark came and rescued us, and he rescued all of our animals, too. He rescued our cows and horses and guineas and chickens and dogs and cats. And my horse walked up to Mark. But the horse looked him in the eye and loaded herself on the horse trailer. When she did that, that was my first inkling that I could trust. It was my first ability to open my heart to the possibility of love. And that is right at that moment where it began, when right on the day that Mark was rescuing my daughter and me and my horse showed me the way. Animals have a way of doing that.
Well, animals can read an individual. I know that for a fact.
Yes, they can.
That's been given to them as a gift. Another quick question, but then we'll take another call. Obviously, you were totally and horrifically abused. But now, in between your, being used by the handlers, how are you treated in between the calls?
I'm sorry, what?
How are you treated whenever you weren't being sent somewhere to be with somebody?
Absolutely horrific. I was worked like a slave. And my daughter and I were talking today about how much wood we had to cut with a chainsaw for all the neighbors and everybody else, just to, anything to keep us exhausted. And she was just a little itty-bitty thing swinging an axe, you know, and I mean, they've really made us work hard, slave labor, just to keep us wore down and starved. It was horrific every bit of the way.
So they weren't concerned that you would look your best with the next call you had? They're not, whether you're fed or not fed or beaten on anything, they weren't concerned about that?
No,
wow.
Not at all.
That's amazing.
Not at all. Because starvation is a component of mind control. With our brains starved, we're not getting proper nutrition, and the brains don't fire properly. You know, mind control shuts down neuron pathways in the brain. We need those neuron pathways open and firing. We need to use our brilliant brains to the full maximum. And starvation is one way that they're using to control humanity. It's why our food is being genetically altered and bioengineered.
I agree. To keep us sick. Let's talk to Brady in Arizona. Brady, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You're just talking about what they're doing with the food. The thing that they've been doing since the 50s is the fluoridation in the water. That calcifies your pineal gland, and that's your connection with Yahweh God. And they've been doing that for 50 years, and they said, oh, it's to protect your teeth, and everybody just goes along with it, but it's actually calcifying your pineal gland. In regards to what's happening at Epstein Island, it's a lot of the media that's out there right now on what happened there doesn't even want to touch on when it comes to the subject of baby sacrifices, what Prince Andrew did with the babies, the satanic rituals, the sex magic, all that stuff that was going on there, the adrenochrome labs, the hunting parties where they actually went out and hunted children. That's what was really going on there. The eugenics programs where they were doing all different experiments like the island of Dr. Moreau. That's what was happening there. So you're going to see a lot of this stuff come up. But what Prince Andrew did, how he tortured babies and what he did with the babies, that man should be hung.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. A lot of them should be hung. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And what the Clintons have done to genetically manipulate humanity, and what they've done to the babies harvesting the infants is so absolutely horrific. It's mind-blowing for most people. They can't even wrap their brains around the magnitude of the
evil. It's hard because I can't imagine ripping a baby apart in a womb and throwing it in a trash can, but they do it every day. I just can't imagine it happening. Go ahead, Brady. Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah, they got a hold, maybe 3-4 years ago, they got a hold of Anthony Weiner's laptop, and it had over 600,000 different emails and stuff on there. But the New York Police Department, the people got a hold of it, the cops, and they viewed the different videos that were on there, and it was one with Hillary Clinton and Uma Abedin doing bloodletting, what they call that, where they walk around and they torture a girl tied to a tree, and they carve her up and they drink the blood. That's adrenochrome. And that goes back to 3,000-4,000 years, way back to the pagan rituals of where they're extracting all the way back to the pineal gland again, adrenochrome, which is a form of adrenaline. And today's elites of the world, the sick mofos out there, I won't say the true word, but they thrive on adrenochrome, and it's covered up. Underneath the Ukraine, all the bio labs and all the children that were hooked up when the Russian soldiers went down there, they found thousands of kids hooked to all different forms of medical equipment that's for extracting adrenochrome, folks.
Yeah. You're exactly right. That's something I've been talking about for over 35 years. And 35 years ago, people had no ability to even grasp the concept of it, but they're having to deal with it now because our children are disappearing at such high numbers. And it's got to stop. And we got to face the reality of what they're doing. I was tortured and my blood used that way. Myself and Hillary Clinton was actively involved in the precursor to adrenochrome with the tortured blood of satanic victims that was going right into Bill Clinton's MENA cocaine operations. They were using the same channels to export the blood and get it around. So, you know, she's been on that a long, long time. And if people had been able to hear what I was saying about it that many years ago and stop it, I just, it blows my mind to think how many children would have been saved.
Amen to that. Good call, Brady.
Thank you for facing the harsh truth, sir.
That was a good call. And folks, this isn't pleasant talk about. I know that. But we're told to expose evil. We're not told to stay silent. We're told to expose it, stand against it. By every means and power we have in us, we're to stand against this evil. And if you're not doing that, if all you're doing is pretending that you care and not taking a stand against it, then I'm saying this out loud, but you're part of the problem. You know, indifference is a problem. It's a huge part of the problem against evil because people don't have a desire to stand. They don't be laughed at and mocked. They don't be threatened like I was, and they threatened, of course, my children. And I've had my sons in other states pulled over and harassed by cops because the cops knew who I was. Yeah, folks, this is all true. All true. So, but the people are afraid to stand, and because they won't stand, evil continues to go along and do what it wants to do, basically, without any repercussions because people are keeping their mouths shut. Go ahead, Kathy.
You know, Pastor Butch, it's just so, I'm so blessed to even be here to be able to bring truth to light and to show people that we can heal no matter what happens to us in life is not who we are. Who we are is still within, you know, divinely protected, waiting to be released in light of truth. And that healing is possible for all those children. Just like it was for me, and they're going to come out with the strongest testimonies anybody's ever heard. So, you know, we don't have to be afraid to face that fact because these children can heal. We are blessed and resilient, body, mind, and spirit by design. We've been made perfect.
Amen. Amen. This, another quick question, you could take another phone call. Are there any certain spots I know in the world, but I'm talking about in America, any certain spots of the country where this is, we'll say that some of the hotter spots, maybe like D.C. or other places where this is going on.
Where there's more of this going on?
Where there's more child abuse, I think, yeah. Yes.
There was so much going on in the Caribbean, what was done in Haiti, especially through the, again, the Clintons. That was the lead up to Epstein Island, what was going on in the Virgin Islands through Madeleine Albright. Organization of American States Office, Madeleine Albright, good friend of Senator Byrd and Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, absolutely horrific what she did to facilitate the sex trafficking, the drug and human trafficking, the child harvesting and everything else. She's very much part of that Epstein Island. So, you know, really all over in the Caribbean, Mexico, those were areas I saw that were absolutely beyond horrific, the very worst. In Haiti, My gosh, we got to help those people.
Amen. All right, let's go talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, welcome. Come on in.
Hey, Pastor. Real quick, I have a prayer request. Sure. Kevin, he is in the hospital here locally. That he has something that's gone septic in the local hospital. Of course, they can't find it. But we need prayers that they find it and they do something to help him recover. He also has prostate cancer, and so he is not doing very well. If we could please pray for him for healing, we appreciate that.
Well, close your prayer. We just heard that. Please remember Kevin. Go ahead, sis.
Okay. And this is still going on. It hasn't stopped. Just because they discovered Epstein Island, it's still going on.
That's right.
It has not stopped. And until, you know, God decides that it's done, we have tried to do something about it, which, Lord help us, we haven't been to, you know, we haven't got enough people behind to say anything, to get anything done about it yet. But we can keep trying.
We are working at it. And some people are listening. Finally, some people are listening. Thank God for that. And thanks for the call, Jan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. I'll see you in church Saturday.
God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. We're down about the last minute and a half here, 2 minutes, Kathy. How can people get a hold of you, your books, and information about you?
They can find me on my website, trance-formation.com. That's T-R-A-N-C-E -formation.com. It's got various events where I'm speaking around the nation. It's got all my books secured there. All my books are also on Audible. I read them all, every one of them myself, to preserve the integrity of information. So if people want the Audible form, that's they're secured. But all my books are on my website. My blog posts are there. A lot of interviews. There's so much information applicable to today, and above all, healing information, so that everyone can maintain their clarity of thinking through these tumultuous times that we're living. So it's all right there on trance-formation.com.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much. And if that good friend you mentioned is part of the Epstein situation, everyone should get it out and put it in public. You have her contact me, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, sweetheart. I'll talk to you somewhere down the road.
Okay, appreciate you.
Okay, honey, love you too. Bye-bye. I love you too. Folks, I know it's tough, but I'm here as a Christian, as a pastor. My job is to expose evil. It is yours also. We got to quit playing games. Act like it's not going on because it is. Don't forget, I'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4. I'll be here till 11, then come back about 2 or so. Chris will be here all day. Keep her busy. Love you. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.